Run your fastest race with Nike Zoom Structure 19.
Thank you for downloading this special Runner's World podcast, brought to you by Nike, official sponsors of the Old Mutual Soweto Marathon. In this four-part series, we will tackle the final month of training, how to eat right in the build-up and on race day tips to guarantee a finish, and mental strategies to motivate you through the wall. We speak to Runner's World coach Lindsay Parry, who advises many of South Africa's leading ultra-distance runners. Parry spoke to us from the High Performance Center in Pretoria via Skype. In our final episode, we talk about mental strategies to motivate you through the wall. You've done all the work for the marathon, you've trained, you've had early nights, and now you're running. Can you just guide us through some ways just to keep motivated until you get to the end of the marathon? It's 42 kilometers, and at some point you're going to want to get into the sweep vehicle and just go home. How do you keep on going?
Look, this is a great question because I think a lot of South Africans completely underestimate the difficulty of a marathon because our whole national psyche is into ultra marathoning, and the further you run, the better you are. And you know, unless you've done Comrade, you're not a real runner. But the truth is that in the rest of the world, completing a marathon is a hell of an achievement, and you get kudos for being able to run 42K. So you are going to get to a point in the race where you start to question your motivation and you start to wonder why this is important to you. So one of the things you need to actually do is be clear about why do I want to do this marathon. And if it is in honor of someone, or if it was because of a challenge, or if it's because you lost a bet, whatever that thing is, you need to have something on your person, whether you've written it on your arm or your hand, or you keep a little card, keep that on you. So get to the point in the race where you know you really are starting to hurt and the decisions start to become around, okay, well, do I still want to achieve my goal time? Do I just want to finish? Do I want to finish at all? You've got a visual reminder of why you are there. If you can also have a little visual reminder on your person, just reminding you of what it's taken you just to get to this point. And you don't want to have wasted all of that effort. And that becomes a real powerful motivator to say, right, I'm going to get to the finishing line. And then the third thing that I like people to do is to grab onto a mantra or a verbal cue or the name of a person that really inspires them, so that when it does get difficult, you repeat that to yourself. You know, it can be something as simple as I can, or I won't stop, or your daughter's name, but it's a real powerful verbal cue that you can use to recite over and over in your head to get you through that patch. And, you know, in a marathon, that patch normally comes somewhere between 25 and 35 kilometers, and it normally only lasts 3 or 4 kilometers. So we're looking at stimuli and motivational things that can literally get you through 20 to 30 minutes of the race. Because then suddenly the finish line sort of starts to swim into the picture and you know it's just there. You've only got a couple of kilometers to go, maybe 3 or 4 or as much as 6, but it suddenly becomes so achievable and the sort of sense of achievement starts to build the closer we get to the line. So then we don't really need those positive reminders anymore. There are enough positive reminders around us.
How do you know that you've actually had enough when, if you continue running, it's dangerous?
When I'm talking about these mantras, to be honest, they're not really always about making sure that you keep on running flat out and pushing yourself to the limit. They're really about keeping you on the road. But I think if you're in a lot of pain, or if you can feel that you've really got no energy, the point of these mantras and things is to keep you moving forward so that you stay in the race. But what you do want to do is increase the number of walk breaks that you're taking, make sure that you get some good nutrition at the next stop, cool yourself down. Hopefully there's some ice baths there, maybe some sponges that you can wet yourself, cool yourself down. And it then becomes about damage control, and I'm going to achieve what I set out to achieve, obviously within reason. I mean, the things that would make me consider stopping would be severe pain that's really curtailing my ability to walk and run, extreme dizziness, or any dizziness for that fact would have me questioning whether I should continue going. unexplained shortness of breath. So in other words, you know, you're tired and breathing hard, but you actually can feel that you're having real difficulty getting enough oxygen. Those three things are real good indicators that you need to seek some professional help. Unfortunately, some of the other cues, delirium, increased aggression, those are things that you're not going to pick up on, and you'll need to rely on runners around you actually getting some assistance for you.
Thank you for listening to the special Runner's World podcast, brought to you by Nike, the official sponsor of the Old Mutual Soweto Marathon.